Welcome to the Editor's Note Comics Podcast.
I think that this world, it needs men that are willing to make the hard call.
Central Maine's best comics podcast, by default.
Ain't no thing like me, Stephanie.
Here are your hosts, Zach and Jared.
Matt's coming. No. When do we start?
Hey, welcome back. This week, Godzilla, King of Monsters, all the pop culture news you can shake a stick at, sports, and a question about the X-Men.
Correct.
It's not a bell-based thing.
Was that game on last week's show? Because
I don't remember.
I feel like it was. I feel like it was a long time ago.
I know when I was editing it, there was a lot of bitching on your end.
Yeah, the game was terrible.
So much news.
Okay. They were painting lines out in front of your store today.
I guess that's first and foremost. If you don't know, I run a comic book store. And in that comic book store, there has been a...
There, that's better.
It still will work the same like that.
I like that better.
A plethora of road construction for 14 months. Supposed to be done on Thursday.
That's coming up.
You think? We'll see.
Has it felt longer than 14 months?
Yes.
Well, there was a period of time during the winter where it wasn't happening.
Yeah, but that's the winter. It's not the... This is a tourist town. Amazingly enough, if you kill the tourist season, no one's happy.
Oh, Winthrop's more of a tourist town than Hollowell is.
No, it's not.
Winthrop's population doubles in the summertime.
But their business sure doesn't.
Well, that's why your business isn't in Winthrop. There are plenty of businesses in Winthrop.
Yeah, like a sandwich place.
A pizza roast beef. A brewing company. A couple of dive bars. A thrift store for children. There's plenty of things to do in Winthrop.
No, there aren't. Other news, though. I guess it's not news. It's just more general announcements.
Oh, okay.
In terms of things I've seen. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's back for season 6.
Are we jumping into news news?
No, it's not news. This is just opinion.
Okay.
They shot season 5 like it might be their last. They had a good 2-year streak running. Had a good finale if it was going to be the finale. Season 6 has begun. Shit.
It's not good.
It's so bad.
All right.
It's returned to form.
Ah, the every other season... theory.
I'm trapped by this show.
The even number series theory.
This is one of those things that's supposedly going to end at season 7. They're both short seasons. I'm like, well, if I've watched this many.
Yeah, they've got you locked in and invested to the end, do they not?
There's a legitimate term for this, and I feel trapped. It's bad. It's a bad show. Yeah, it's bad again.
Term is addicted.
No, there's an actual like TV term.
Oh, captive audience?
But speaking of TV, Twilight Zone ended.
Okay.
A lot of people were kind of against this. I'm not as against it as a lot of people, but I will say the first episode and the last episode are the best. The first episode is like old school Twilight Zone. Jesus, I need to turn my phone off.
You're popular right now.
Getting emails, getting texts. The first episode is like an old school Twilight Zone episode. A lot in the middle. They're good. I like most of them. A couple of them are a little heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
But then the last one is killer.
Is it really?
And I would recommend watching the trailer before you watch the last one to get the full effect.
Okay. Good for them.
But that was directed by Simon Kinberg, who is directing the upcoming Dark Phoenix movie, which I have been crapping on for like a year.
And now you feel like because of this, it might be good?
Yeah, possibly. He did a good job. He did a great job. He directed an episode of TV that was really good.
Okay, there's a lot of difference between an episode of TV and a movie.
Yeah, but still, it was good. So, you know, he showed some chops.
A movie or a TV episode?
Hey, if you show...
45 minutes, 95 minutes.
It was still good.
All right.
It's something that he did, so...
So does it mean we have to go see Dark Phoenix now?
We always had to, but now I'm going into it with slightly higher than no expectations, which probably means I'll be disappointed.
See, you've only set yourself up to have bad feelings.
But I guess from there, unless you have anything, do you have any updates on your podcast?
No, we really haven't made much ground. I think we might call it the coach's room, I think is what we might call it. But outside of that, we're going to keep things to a dull roar and just kind of survive the end of the school year.
And you know a guy who does sound stuff, I guess.
I do know. I know a guy who knows a guy.
I'm the guy.
Oh, that's true. I do know the guy who knows a guy.
All right. But from there, as we do each and every week, we're going to go to the pop culture news.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's time for the news.
Rambo Last Blood had its first trailer.
That's a mix. Last Blood, first trailer. Got it.
It's not First Blood. There was no Rambo First Blood. It was just called First Blood.
Yeah.
If you go to the Rambo titles, it's like First Blood, Rambo First Blood Part 2, Rambo 3, Rambo, Rambo Last Blood.
John Rambo.
That was actually a working title for 4 before they just called it Rambo.
Correct.
going to take those bells away. God, I really I made a mistake buying those.
No, you didn't. Yes, you did.
I don't know. He's I don't love the Rambo series. I like the Rambo series.
I'm okay with the Rambo series.
You never saw the fourth one, though.
No, I didn't see the fourth one.
I say the first and the fourth one are legitimately great movies. Two and three are questionable to bad.
Well, that was during the whole string of Sylvester Stallone made two movies, Rambo or Rocky. R.
And they both got over the top real fast. R. And then he made Over the Top.
You know what's funny? What's funny about that is his like two most famous movies start with R, but I don't think he knows how to pronounce an R.
I don't know. Two is weird. Three is really weird. It's like, let's join up with our best friends, Al Qaeda. Yay!
Well, I mean, at one point, that was a real thing in America.
We had to take down the Russians with Al Qaeda. We teamed up. We shot them with our bows and arrows, exploding bows and arrows.
And look how that worked out for us.
I mean, one and four are great, and I highly recommend four if you haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, watching this trailer, though, like, you can tell he dead. He ain't making it. Rambo Last Breath is what it should be called.
He's like, I kept my secrets. What secrets? What secrets do you have? You were in the Vietnam War. That was a while ago.
You've killed like 1,000 men.
He didn't have any bone spurs throughout it, so I don't know what secrets he has.
Ooh. Maybe he like would have been like deferred for like some sort of mental instability.
And I like the way the last one ends. Like, Rambo or part four, I don't know what the hell you want to call it. Like, he ends that like he's disillusioned with the US and then he saves some missionaries and he goes home to his family and like the credits are rolling and he's doing like this long walk up a very lengthy driveway. And it's like, okay, Rambo's returned. He's at peace. And now he's a mulletless Rambo on a horse.
Yeah, the use of Old Town Road, too.
I don't know how I feel about this trailer.
Do you know how you feel about the song Old Town Road?
It's fine.
It was catchy at first, and now it's kind of like, it wants to be the song of the summer, but I don't, I'm kind of internally refusing to allow it to be the song of the summer.
It's fine. It's where I land.
It's not like the earth-shattering song that everyone makes it out to be.
I didn't know people did.
Oh, you apparently don't keep your finger on the pulse of the Old Town Road fandom.
Yeah, the teenage market is beyond me.
Oh, there are more than teenagers who love this song.
Tweens it is.
No.
Don't ring the bell.
No, I'm not gonna dignify that with the bell.
Know. Yeah, he's definitely gonna die.
Oh yeah, he's dead. I think he kills himself at the end, much like he was supposed to in the original.
Oh yeah, there was that alternate ending where he just blows his own brains out, which
that last scene in the trailer where he has that giant knife, the motion he makes with it, that's coming down into his chest.
I think he's killing a man.
Yeah, himself.
a different man.
I think he dies, though.
Probably. I don't know. I mean, Stallone has had so many, this is the end of this franchise character. Like, Rambo 3 was the end, and then regular Rambo was the end, and now this is the end, and Rocky 5 was the end, and regular Rocky was the end, and Rocky Balboa was the end, and Creed was the end, and now Creed 2 is the end.
Did you ever see the movie This Is the End?
No.
What's with, that? Like, Seth Rogen and...
Oh, no, you're talking about...
Or is it The End Is Near or something like that?
I know, yes, I've seen that. I forget the name of it.
Like, but yeah. Seth Rogen and, and like James Franco.
Yes, I've seen that one.
Hermione's in it.
Yes, yeah, Emma Watson's in it. Yeah. A second. And Jay Baruchel or whatever
his name
is.
Yeah, and...
Yes, I've seen it.
I liked it. It was funny.
Great. It has nothing to do with this. No, but yeah, so Stallone doesn't know how to end a franchise, I guess, is the point I'm making.
Well, because it makes money.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, in Rocky Balboa, he's like, Adrian, story arc is done. I only have 2 to 3 more movies left.
Can we get another Expendables movie?
Nah, the last one didn't make very much.
No.
They're also not great. First one's fun.
Was the last one the one with...
The last one was PG-13.
But that's the one that had Mel Gibson in it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Conrad Stonebanks was his character.
Because the first one was like Julia Roberts' brother.
Oh, yeah. And wasn't Stone Cold Steve Austin in that one, too?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun movie. Sequels are crap.
They have fun names like Toll Road, something Christmas.
What else happened? Oh, this is a weird one. Quentin Tarantino is in talks to direct another movie.
Is he now?
This is going to be based on a comic book crossover. This is real. I promise you this is a real story.
Okay.
He wants to make a movie based on the Django/Zorro crossover.
Like Django Unchained?
Yeah.
And Zorro?
Yeah.
I'm in. 100%. You have my money now, Quentin. You have my money now.
And he's still in that phase like where he's like, I'm going to direct 10 movies in my career and that's it. And I'm done because I'm an auteur. And if you do more than 10, they're bad. But now he's getting to this point where he's like, yeah, whatever. I'll do Star Trek. I'll do Django and Zorro. Why not?
Would you not want to see Quentin Tarantino's take on Zorro?
Yeah, why not? Also, I'd like to see his take on Star Trek. Just, you know, go bananas, I guess.
His new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, looks really good.
Yeah, it does. I like most of his stuff. I don't like Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown's boring.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
That's fair. No, I really... Yes, please, give me Django and Zorro.
Why?
Yeah. I love Django Unchained. That's a great movie.
I've only seen it in theaters. I haven't seen it since, so it's been a while.
Oh, it's definitely rewatchable. D'Artagnan, mother...
I don't even remember that, but I...
Well, that's when Jamie Foxx breaks into the slave hand... The taskmaster's house and shoots the guy's nuts off.
Oh, great. That sounds like Tarantino to a T.
Yeah.
To a testicle. Robert Pattinson has been confirmed as Batman. Didn't give you time to react to that joke I made.
Nope. Not going to react to it.
Whatever. He's there.
Good for them.
The only thing that like surprises me about this, I mean, some people complain, some people are like, it's fine, don't worry about it. My thing is like, he already did a big franchise and he knows how terrible fans are of anything.
Yeah.
Like, you had to deal with terrible fans once. I can't believe you're signing up to do it again.
Yeah, these fans are much more rabid than teenage girls.
This is my, yeah, I mean, that's my only comparison is like, you had to deal with Twilight and the fallout of Twilight, and you were like, yeah, another big franchise. That doesn't sound emotionally scarring.
No, no, not at all. Again, these people, the fans of this franchise, I shouldn't say these people, but the fans of this franchise, rabid.
Whatever, yeah, I'll stand by, you know. It's a good director. I'll wait till I see actual footage before I make a judgment call.
That's fair.
Hey, video game news. We never do this.
Okay, please.
But video game news, this is what I'm excited about because I've talked about this like 18 times on the show. I even think last week before this was even announced. But Ghostbusters, the official sequel to Ghostbusters 2, is getting a remake on Xbox and PlayStation.
Really?
It's a good game. It's a totally enjoyable game that was written by Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd. All the actors come back. But what's really funny about this game, I was working, you know, assistant manager at GameStop at the time.
Oh, yeah. Back before you got fired?
I quit. I just said I wasn't coming back.
That's fair enough.
Because I was enjoying my summer. But this game took, originally back in 2008, it took a couple of years to develop because companies didn't want to pick it up because they didn't think it was going to be a franchise because it was just a one-off.
Mm.
So it went through development hell for a while, and we actually got a bunch of promo material. Some of it I still have. That like I just happened to be the one in the store that day. I'm like, and all this Ghostbusters material is mine.
Now, is it worth anything?
No, I mean, I got a cool box that I keep some stuff in that's in the shape of a trap. I have an Ecto-1 license plate that's in the window of the store.
Well, it used to be in the back window of your car.
It did, yeah. That's the one.
Yes. Of your Toyota Camry.
It was a Camry.
Yeah.
It was
old
funny
person car.
Because they were like...
Your middle-aged family car.
But that's how you make that money back. Oh, it's not going to be a franchise? Well, guess what? We'll just remake it in 10 years.
And
we don't have to do
is.
That much more. It's a great game. I recommend playing it. It's a lot of fun.
You've always recommended it. You're like... Instead of watching Ghostbusters 2, play this game.
It is better than Ghostbusters 2. It's not. It's maybe like 10 hours.
He is Viggo.
So it's not even that crazy. I even remember like I got that game and I brought it home and I played it for like 7 hours straight, which brought me to like 4 or 5 in the morning. I remember my roommate came out, didn't say a word, picked up the TV remote, turned it down to like 2,
yeah,
and walked away. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my bad. I'm being that guy, aren't I?
And then I turned it off and woke up and like played for 2 more hours and beat it.
I'm being that guy. I'm sorry.
It was just the silence and the stare. It was just like click, 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 click. Walk away. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't.
So you were one of those kind of roommates.
I wasn't usually, though.
I was not every day.
That was.
But not every day.
That was a rare exception, I think.
Well, bravo to you, sir. Bravo to you. Well,
that's happening. I recommend getting it if you have a newer thing. Speaking of a newer thing, New Mutants reshoots are supposedly happening finally again.
I thought that this was year. I thought that was like in develop. It like went into like purgatory.
I mean, so did I. But supposedly it's happening. It can't be good, right? Because even at this point, if they do reshoots, these are fairly young actors that are going to be in this movie. And they're going to be like a 4-year age difference. It's just going to be fun playing it from scene to scene. Like, was this 2019 or 2015? They're not going to look the same.
No.
It's going to be weird and jarring.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're actually doing these reshoots. Here's a fun one. I mean, you know how Bleeding Cool said that Tom King was fired for all of his crazy Batman ideas.
Yes.
And oh man, and then he had to go to a different book because he's just been canned because he's so bad and people didn't like him. Yeah, well, guess what, motherfuckers?
Oh boy, you were right.
It's because he's doing a movie. he's co-writing the New Gods movie after coming off of his Mr. Miracle run, a New Gods character.
Huh.
This is Eisner Award winning, financially successful, critically successful. It's like, hey, you can't do Batman right now because we kind of need you to write a big ass movie.
Good for him.
Yeah, it is good for him.
Good for everyone.
He does the New Gods well. I'm all about this. What else? Chris Hemsworth. He says he is up for As Guardians of the Galaxy. He wants to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He's like, no one's talked to me about it, which I also think is a bold-faced lie.
Oh, yeah. He knew he's totally been talked to about it. He's 100% in it.
They're not like, hey, this is one of our most popular characters, and he's willing to do more movies for money. Let's not talk to him. He's been talked to. He's 100% full of it.
Conversations have been made.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, I'd do it. If only we would talk. Like, you're right. You're an ignored commodity in this world. They've totally forgotten Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't the truth.
Your cat is slithering towards me like some sort of predator.
He is a predator. He eats mice. We have a running tally of who kills the most mice, and I am way ahead of him.
Are you really? Well, you use traps. He does it with his bare jaws and claws.
I've also seen him screw it up. To my knowledge, I am in the lead.
Well, you don't know the ones he's hidden around your house as prizes.
I know the ones that he's vomited up.
What a guy.
Yeah, great. There's a new Star Wars exhibit in California this week with a Millennium Falcon ride, and Harrison Ford was out there.
Yes, and Mark Hamill and George Lucas.
And Harrison Ford really was like, a hunk of junk in the galaxy and 12 parsecs and...
Where's my money?
Yeah, where's my check? Because I was definitely paid a lot to come out to this.
Yeah.
But he said Indiana Jones is going to start shooting soon, and he also said next week.
That's soon, yes.
Disney and Spielberg have not said next week, so I think he's just a crazy old man.
Well, I mean, yes.
Because Spielberg is supposed to shoot West Side Story.
They're redoing West Side Story?
Yeah, Spielberg is doing it.
Oh, that's cool.
And they picked...
Has he ever done a musical before?
No. And they got for Maria, they got an actress off of YouTube, I think. Young girl, and she'd done it for like her high school, and so she already knew all this stuff, and she auditions like this whole like dream come true thing. But now Harrison Ford's like, hey, we're shooting Indiana Jones next week.
Maybe he's being facetious.
I also don't think he knows. Is that why he's grown the large-ass beard for Indiana Jones? Indiana Jones with a beard?
Yes.
On board.
Please, give it to me.
I don't know. I don't think he's right. I don't think he knows what's happening.
No. Not even God knows that he knows what's happening.
Speaking of sequels to things, James Cameron said that this new Terminator movie will continue John's story, which probably means he's dead, and they need to get a new savior.
How can John's story continue if he's dead?
Because that's the continuation of John's legacy, I guess.
He's dead.
That's just my guess.
Okay.
But he didn't say if he, like, it wasn't, the quote wasn't, like, he's in the movie. It continues John's story.
Of being dead.
Probably. Sarah was dead. Now he's dead. Maybe he was decapitated by...
They're all dead.
The T-1000 while the RoboCop watched, for anyone who remembers that miniseries that we covered a while ago.
Oh, I do remember that.
That was amazing.
It was amazingly bad.
In comic book news, Three Jokers has an update. If you don't remember what that was, about 3 years ago, it was teased that in the DC continuity, there were three Jokers who have existed throughout
three
time.
Three Jokers.
The artist, and there's been no update for a release date. It's been long teased, and at this point, long delayed. The artist said the book is about halfway done, which means that it's pretty close to getting a release date. But he also said that there's a extra level of detail going into this. Like, if the example he gave is like, if it says there's like 20 cops in a scene, then he's drawing all 20 cops. It's not just like a face in the background with like no features or like a nose or something. Like, it's fully like done back to forth. So it's just a bit slow.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who are the three Jokers? Who the hell knows?
The Shadow knows.
Damn it. Marvel Editor-in-Chief C.B. Sobolski says they're going to be killing some Marvel characters, and their deaths are going to be permanent to subvert expectations.
Their deaths are never going to be permanent.
And to that I say, Editor-in-Chief is a fleeting role at Marvel. You'll have it for a few years. Someone else will come in and bring them back. So even if you keep them dead, it doesn't really matter, because you're not going to have this job forever.
Wasn't Bucky supposed to never come back to life?
He was one. I mean, that was 2005 he came back. But yeah, he was on that list.
Yeah.
It was like, you can never bring back Uncle Ben, Jason Todd, and Bucky. And then Jason Todd and Bucky came back in the same year.
Uncle Ben's never coming back.
No, he's been pretty consistently dead.
Yeah, he's been dead for some time now.
What's he going to do? Come back and hawk rice?
Damn it.
Whatever. I mean, he could mean it, but it doesn't mean anything because he's not the editor in chief for all time. He's the editor in chief for 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, he's not the end all, be all, say all, do
and,
all.
And character's been kept dead for 5 to 10 years before. So this, like, yeah, great, sure. Just because you say that doesn't actually mean anything.
It's to sell books.
And then exciting news.
Is it?
No, I'm making fun of this.
Oh, please do.
Batman has his own Twitter account now.
Does he really?
I wasn't even going to bring this up until I read it.
That doesn't seem like something Batman would have.
Because it's really stupid.
Batman would not have a Twitter account in real life.
Because the first tweet was like, did someone leave the bat signal? I'm like, okay, great, whatever.
Oh, jeez.
But then there was this only came up in the last day. There was a tweet. It was like, the only case he can't crack is a smile. Smile isn't a case. Just because they both use the word crack doesn't mean that works as a joke. That'd be like saying the only case he can't crack is a skull. The only case he can't crack is cocaine. It's the same premise, but none of them work. Whatever. I guess this DC Batman account is dumb as hell is my point.
You know what? I think I am going to follow it just to spite you.
Can you crack a smile and a case?
Absolutely.
Because they're the same thing.
The only case he can't crack are some eggs.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not supposed
just
to make
sense.
Just
because you both use the word crack. I hate it. All right. From there, from Nightwing to a winger.
The only thing he can't crack is a cold one.
I just did my transition.
Oh, sorry.
From Nightwing to a winger, it's time to move on to Jared Sports Reports.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. Bear tested. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
It's time for another Jared Sports Report.
Funny you should mention winger, because we're going to start off in the hockey world, the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Celtics, they sucked. They're not in any finals.
I'm aware.
Yeah. The Bruins and St. Louis Blues are tied up at 2 games apiece. Big news out of this, though. Zdeno Chara in Game 4 took a puck off the face, and the reports are that he has a broken jaw, maybe out for the rest of the series. So that would be huge. Yeah, he took a shot, blocked it went up his stick, hit him right in the face. The reports out of Boston are that he has a broken jaw. That could be huge in this series, especially where the Bruins kind of not have played their most physical hockey, and the Blues are really carrying the physical play. So, yeah, that's huge news out of that. The series tied 2-2 as it heads back to Boston. I've contended all along this series is going to go 7, and the Bruins are going to win it in 7, but it just makes it that much harder.
It's been fun so far.
Oh, yeah. It's been 4 very different games. But, I mean, the games that the Bruins have won, the Bruins have been outstanding in. The game 4 that the Blues won was the first time that they really looked like they were the better team. I think they're a very good team. They're not like a bad team. I think the Bruins might be just a touch better, but I mean, they needed overtime to win game 2. And in this game, they really dominated it. So especially after giving up 8 goals in game three. So
that was just a sad show.
It was a great show if you're a Bruins fan.
It was just like one after another. John Hamm did a press conference right before that.
Yes.
It's like, I brought my Pepto-Bismol. I have a lot of feelings about Boston sports. None of them are positive. Like, all the pregame stuff wasn't about like the players or the coach. It was all just John Hamm, because he's a Blues fan.
Well,
hardcore.
If John Hamm watches Godzilla, he'll be very pleased about what happens to Boston, which we'll talk about. Other news, the NBA Finals. It's tied at 1 game apiece. Toronto had a real opportunity to go up 2 games to none, and they kind of choked that away.
Boy, those last few minutes were intense.
Yes.
They were down like 10. They got it down to a 1-possession game, and then with 5 seconds left, Golden State drilled a 3, and that was just, okay.
Well, you got Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, who might be out for game 3.
Is Draymond out? I know Klay Thompson had that like weird land on his ankle, and Durant's still out.
And MRI, Durant's out. Oh, no, Klay Thompson's in, sorry. I think. I can't remember. But there's
he took that weird
fall. A lot of injuries. Yeah.
Yeah, there are.
Durant is out for game 3. He had MRI. So opportunity knocks, Toronto.
And then there's just a million rumors swirling around, and the end of June can't come fast enough to get them over with.
Well, you're going to have to wait and be patient. Let's see what else. The Red Sox continue to climb their way up the AL East ladder, and the Patriots have had their first mandatory offseason practices, which Tom Brady was at. So that's really pretty much the long and short of it in the world of sports reports. Not a whole lot going on. It's near the...
except for 2 final series.
Well, 2 final series. That's, yeah. But...
nothing going on except for, you know, 2 really big things.
Oh, and my track team were state runners up. So we got that. That's in the sports reports.
Great.
Put that in there.
You save that for the Coach's Skiing Corner.
It's not Coach's Skiing Corner.
All right, so that's that for that.
That's that for that.
From there, I'm going to, hang on, make this legally reasonable to make it a business expense. Godzilla, you can buy toys. You can buy comics. He's all over the pop culture medium.
So wait a minute. Are you expensing your tickets, but I have to pay for mine out of pocket?
Yes.
You son of a bitch.
That's why I paid for your Hellboy ticket. We knew it wasn't going to be good.
That was one ticket.
Yes. I'm not paying for Dark Phoenix. You're on your own.
The dark truths of this have come out. I didn't even want to see Godzilla in the theater, but you made me.
You enjoyed it more than I did.
I don't think that's true.
I did, based on the noises you were making.
I was giggling because it was funny.
Ooh.
Well, you're busy yelling at a man.
I did. Oh, can we talk about that?
We will in our movie review.
Great. It's time for Godzilla King of Monsters.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret. I'm always angry.
It's time for an Editor's Note podcast review.
Terrible. You're not a glove running on a stringed instrument like an oboe.
A rosined up glove.
All right, let's talk about movie etiquette. But we got to the theater. We sat down.
We did sit down.
There were two guys next to me.
Who almost sat in our seats.
They did. They did thankfully move over without any
incident.
Yeah. But they brought a six pack and they were just.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I mean, I've snuck booze into movie theaters before, whether it's like an Nalgene bottle or a flask, but I've never been sitting there cracking beers and putting them in my cup holder.
You were more jealous, I think, than upset about
that. It was just brazen. I wasn't going to tattle on them, but
it you was are on brazen. A podcast. You.
But this theater needed a hero.
You were the hero.
Step into the spotlight, me. Because the dickhead next to me kept on texting.
You weren't the hero we needed. You're just the hero we deserve.
And to be fair, like he was texting you right like when the opening credits were rolling. I'm like, okay, maybe he's just sending one off. And then he sent another text. And in the theater that we go to, we got like these big recliners. There's a swivel tray you can put food on. And when he put his phone like face down on the swivel tray, I'm like, all right, this is just a waiting game now.
He's coming back for more.
Yeah. And when he went back for the third time, and to be fair, my wife was like, it's the best we can hope for you.
You did a good job.
I was just like, really?
I couldn't hear you.
Do you mind?
I couldn't hear you yelling at him. Yeah, I couldn't hear you yelling at
him. And to be fair, he put everything away, but when you do that, you don't know what the response is going to be. So there's that like burst of adrenaline, like,
here we go.
What direction is this going to go?
In full disclosure, had you gotten into some sort of a fight or fisticuffs at the movie theater, I would have just turned my attention to you and ate my scissors and watched you get your ass beat.
But to be fair, he did
stop. It would have been a Patreon exclusive. Watch Zach get his ass beat at the movie theater for $5 a month. Thrilling.
I was happy. It was one of those. I'm glad that he was just like, yep. And he just put it away.
Well, he was drinking. He was mellowing out.
Well, there was a point where they were drinking. They started getting chatty because they were a few in.
They had good beer, too.
They did. It wasn't even cheap beer.
Yeah, I know. It's too fancy for me. There was, you know, multiple syllables.
But I guess my point to everyone.
Like more than two syllables. Like, see, Coors Light, two syllables. Easy. Bud Light, two syllables.
The theater is not your living room. Don't be the worst, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, I can see what you're saying about not having your living
room. Like, oh, well, my phone is silenced, but at least I'm flashing a light in everyone's eyes.
Well, not just everyone's, yours mostly.
Mostly mine.
I sat next to this guy who was quiet. Never knew he was there the whole movie. It was
whatever.
Beautiful.
Godzilla King of the Monsters.
This guy on my right kept interacting with the people next to him. It was very annoying. Distracted from the movie.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a fun monster movie. Let me say this with some retrospect. When it was good, it was good. When it wasn't, it was bad. I know that's kind of a weird generic blanket statement, but I don't know. I feel like the story around everything was a little convoluted and kind of meandering.
Yeah, I don't care about the human characters at all.
Like the human set pieces, I could have done without. It felt very...
Most of them live.
Forced.
And I don't care that they lived.
No.
Even when one of them died, like it's towards the end of the movie, I'm like, oh, they're going to survive. And then they don't.
No.
At all. But I thought they were going to give us a fake. I'm like, oh, that one lived. It was like, oh, weird.
Oh, no, you could tell that person was going
to
die.
Vaporized, to be sure.
Well, both people who died were vaporized.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The monster fights were great. I loved the monster fights. But that's what you go to a Godzilla movie. You don't go to a Godzilla movie to watch people, like, talk and, like, build drama. You go to a Godzilla movie to watch him tear shit up. And that's, he does it big time.
I mean, I think the key is to still, like, even if you have human characters with arcs, is they still need to have their arc around the monster and not separate to the monster.
Yeah. I think they did try to do some of that. Like, they were trying to create a path in which Godzilla and the humans have an understanding.
I haven't seen every Godzilla. I've seen half. Let's call it half. I'm comfortable saying half. and to be fair, I've never liked the human characters, but even some of the monster characters, like Godzilla is, I don't know if developed is the right word, but okay, you have a definite connection to Godzilla, you have a definite connection to Ghidorah.
Yeah.
But then the other monsters that they pitched in this movie, it's like Mothra and Rodan. I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be like Ghidra, the three-headed monster, which is when they fought Ghidorah for the first time, all three of them. Mothra and Rodan have essentially extended cameos, and I didn't really feel anything about those two monsters. Like, they're just kind of there.
Yeah.
A little. Not even that much. They're barely there.
No, they have a nice little fight, though.
Yeah, but there's very limited. I'm sure both of them clock under 5 minutes apiece.
No, because, like, well, like, Mothra actually being full-on Mothra, yes. But Mothra is kind of central to the early part of the storyline.
But even so, if you put her, like, on screen, I don't think it's going to add up to all that much.
I mean, Rodan takes out a pretty good Mexican island village.
Yeah. And I like what they do with, like, Mothra and Rodan, because those are characters that you could definitely dismiss. It's like, what can they do for damage? And this movie was like, this is what they can do for damage.
A lot, apparently.
And this also isn't going to be one I count as a spoiler, because it's something that was in the trailers and something that we've talked about. Like, the trailer showed, like, ruined cities, and I was like, it's just going to be, like, someone's dark vision of the future or what if. Like, no, that's what happens.
No, they
ruin everything.
Yeah, everything is broken.
And even going off of the last movie, they're like, we were in San Francisco and we ruined San Francisco. They're like, you can't go back there. It's destroyed.
Yeah. San Francisco wiped off the face of the earth.
They really fully destroyed a lot of major cities. And the way that we've been set up now in this world is they ain't coming back.
No, those cities, especially one's you can't go near it without glowing for some time now.
There's no U.S. capital anymore.
There's no Boston either. Let's just lay it out there.
It's fun, though.
Everyone's coming to Portland.
How much of that, I mean, us being in Maine, how much of that just ruined travel trying to go south, like not being able to get through Boston?
You can't get through Boston barely as it is now.
As long as you're not in rush hour.
Yeah. You have to take 495 around.
That's what my thought was. I'm like, oh, that would make travel a bitch.
Well, it depends on where you're trying to go. If you're trying to go to Western Mass, it's kind of out of the way.
Yeah, but still, like, you'd still have to take that all the way around. And if you wanted to get a plane, then you'd have to go into New York. I mean, that'd be just a hassle.
No, you could.
That was supposed to be the takeaway of this movie, right?
Yeah, you know, you can fly out of Portland pretty decently, or Manchester, New Hampshire. You can get a lot of places from Manchester.
I've never flown out of New Hampshire.
That's not bad.
Never have. Portland, Boston, New York, New Jersey, never New Hampshire.
Yeah, Portland, New Hampshire, Boston, New York. I flew out of New York. Detroit, I flew out of Detroit, Michigan. It's a nice airport.
Okay, so not the East Coast. Now you're just moving west.
It's still in the same time zone.
Overall, it's a lot of fun. It takes a little while to get going, and it's longer than it needs to be. Like, because there is a little too much sitting around and talking. We could have, it's like, what, 2 hours 20? We could have cut 20. Yeah. We could have cut an easy 20.
Yeah, it was, it didn't need to be 2 hours and 20 minutes for certain.
But on a scale of see it in theaters, red box it, or don't bother, it underperformed this weekend too. I'm going to give it a solid see it in theaters because the stuff that you're going for is the stuff you should see on the big screen.
I'm gonna go a little different. I mean, I agree with you. It's probably best seen on the big screen, but if you had a choice to, like, if you can wait, then it's going to be okay to wait.
I mean, the thing, we also have King Kong versus Godzilla coming out next year, so we already know the series is going to continue. I don't know how much longer it's going to continue because it did underperform. I say see it. Go watch a three-headed monster bite a giant dinosaur in the neck.
That's fair.
All right, from there, I think we can move on to spoilers.
Look out! There's spoilers ahead!
All right.
This references.
Can I say where the movie lost me?
Sure.
Well, you could tell, like, the main character, the lead character, the woman, she was gonna turn. You could just tell.
Yeah, where we have the evil scientist being evil.
Yes, but she's like trying to save the world by way of
eco-terrorism.
It's when she like gives her manifesto and she's like explaining why she's doing what she's doing.
Skype. She calls over Skype and she's like talking. And then while she's talking, this footage starts to come up. I'm like, okay, this is just for the audience. But then we cut away and see that the good guys can see this footage that she's showing of like the earth being overpopulated and there's pollution. And then she's showing all of these monsters. I'm like, can you put picture in picture on Skype?
Oh, I'm sure you can. You can do all kinds of things like on Google Hangouts.
But she showed up prepared.
Well, I mean,
she had a presentation ready to go.
Any good eco-terrorist has a manifesto.
She was going to get from point A to point B no matter what.
There. Fixed it.
I don't know why I talked over that.
I don't know why you talked over it either.
It's going to really ruin the audio.
Well, that's what you get. Yeah, she kind of lost me there. The actual, like, supposed villain, the eco-terrorist.
Charles Dance.
Yeah, really doesn't do anything in this movie except for, like, talking to...
I'm evil and British.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what he does.
Bah.
Yeah, that... It just really didn't do it for me in that way. The whole...
Well, that's the thing. This doesn't need to be 2 hours, 20 minutes, because there's a lot of plot going on here. I don't need that much plot in this movie.
Were they even in the last Godzilla movie where he tears
No, no one. No one has... that's not true.
Ken Watanabe.
He's the only one that carried over.
I liked him a lot in this movie. I think he was great. I loved him in this movie.
Well, there's a line, they're like, oh man, we're going to let them fight. That thing he always used to love to say. Like, he said it once and he said it 5 years ago.
Yes.
Is he just walking around all the time in this world going like, let them fight?
Yes.
No, what the hell? I mean, that's the same issue like with Endgame, where Sam's like on your left. Like, does he remember that? That was 5 years ago.
Of course he remembers it.
I don't remember what you said a week ago.
You don't remember what I said 5 seconds ago.
Exactly.
I remember everything, however. And when I bring it, you're like, I don't ever recall you saying that.
I think that if you were like, you said this, if you delivered it in maybe the words I said them, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds like me. But if they're like even slightly off, I'm like, that wasn't me.
That's true. You do have a very... You have
particular
a very,
cadence.
Yes, you do.
If you deliver what I actually said, I'll be like,
"It's usually
yeah, that checks out.
It's usually surly, crass, and very backhanded. The other thing like about this movie, though, is we're supposed to like... Again, that's why I feel like the human arc is kind of forced, like Kyle Chandler's character and his wife.
His name.
I can't remember. See, that's how much I was invested in them.
His name was Mark.
Mark, yes. Such a very generic name, Mark. And his wife, they lost a son, Andrew, in the Godzilla attack in San Francisco. And
what's
funny
is they start off well, though, because we learned that they lose a son through mostly nonverbal stuff. Like, the audience is expected to pick up that their son has died and...
At the hands of a Godzilla attack.
Yeah, but they don't, like, say it to us. They're not like... Do you remember when he died in 2014 when Godzilla was fighting the Mutos? And when they start, I'm like, oh, this is good. Like, they're expecting the audience to be somewhat intelligent. Then we get to about, like, the 45-minute mark, and they're like, and they, like, have to keep resetting what they're doing. Like, what are we doing? Like, we're going to bring Godzilla back from the dead with nuclear bombs. I'm like, I know.
But
you
it's
didn't
also
have
like,
to tell me.
But also, a lot of
We've
the premise of the movie
this
is like,
already.
You know, we're doing this for Andrew. It's like, this is not going to bring Andrew back. Andrew's dead. It's like...
That line bugged me. They're like, oh, we're going to nuke him and bring him back to life. I'm like, I know.
Yes.
We've already established
yes.
that. I didn't need you to tell me what you've already told me. I got there.
Yeah, I was able to figure that out on my own. Also, like, the main character, like, such a basic trope of, oh, I hate the monster that killed my son.
I mean, I would
now
hate
I
the
love
monster
the monster.
That killed my son. Yeah. References.
Yes, please.
Oh, they were coming out the butt.
Okay. Well, ooh.
The biggie for me, the one that made me the most excited, because I don't know Godzilla in and out, but they did have the Godzilla theme, which they didn't do in the last movie. I wasn't even thinking about it, but then when they did it, I was like, oh, ooh.
Yes, you did make those exact noises.
It was like at the end of Creed when they go into the last round, you get like the da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, yes!
Yeah,
it was that
made,
again. It was great.
You also made that noise. All right. So
but
the music, yes.
Yeah, they used the two Godzilla themes. They used the Mothra theme. It was great. Those are good themes. They stand the test of time.
I did like the music in it. The music and the fights really made it all work out
da,
very
da,
well.
Da, 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 da. It's great. Yeah, when they did that and Godzilla like rises out of the water, I'm like, yes, this is what I want. Other references, the Oxygen Destroyer is used to kill Godzilla. The Oxygen Destroyer is what is used in the very first movie, and also the creator of the Oxygen Destroyer dies with it, so that technology can't be used again.
I do recall when it happened, like, Oxygen Destroyer, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. They were like, we've invented a new weapon. I'm like, what? What do you got? They're like, Oxygen Destroyer. I'm like, oh, great. Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course it's the Oxygen Destroyer.
Why would you not have an Oxygen Destroyer?
But I like that. I think there's some more... expressed ones, like they call Ghidorah Monster Zero because they don't know what he is.
You also went, oh.
Yeah, in Godzilla versus Monster Zero, these aliens, Ghidorah was already established in the movie before, but these aliens come to Earth and they're like, hey, Earth, can we borrow a couple of monsters to fight Monster Zero on the moon? And Earth was like, all right, we'll give you Rodan, we'll give you Godzilla. So Rodan and Godzilla go to fight Monster Zero, and of course it's Ghidorah. And they beat him down, and then Godzilla does a dance on the moon. He does an Irish jig.
Good for Godzilla.
If you've never seen it, it's weird. It's hilarious.
So you're saying, yes, watch it?
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Can you find that, just the dance on YouTube?
Easily. Oh, okay. You just have to look like Godzilla jumping or Godzilla dance. I'm sure those two searches would find it quickly. Oh,
excellent.
You want to look it up? I feel like you should react to this.
Okay, I will look it up.
I very rarely to tell you to go on your phone.
Godzilla moon dance.
I wonder if moon dance.
Moon wedding?
I can't help you on moon wedding. I don't know what that means.
Godzilla dance. Godzilla victory dance.
That's the one.
All right, let's take a look. Ooh. Okay. Oh, he's... Oh, Ghidorah's flying away. The moon does not look like that. Oh, Jesus. What is that?
He's a happy bouncing boy.
Oh, damn.
I told you, happy bouncing boy.
That's amazing. Good for him.
Whatever, they do that when Ghidorah's Monster Zero.
Well, Ghidorah just flies away on a very rocky
He goes back, moon. Then they control Godzilla and Rodan, and they do some destruction, but then they beat up Ghidorah. It's a thing. Mothra is killed, but we see the post-credits that an unidentified monster egg was...
discovered.
Yeah, which is... I mean, Mothra dies all the time in these movies. There's always another egg. And there's also always twin fairies. We didn't see them being fairies, but we saw a bunch of twins that were connected to Mothra in this. So reference, but not going all the way with it.
Mm-hmm.
I also think we get a reference to Godzilla versus Destroya. Not Destroyer.
Destroya.
Where Godzilla turns red from nuclear radiation.
Oh, yeah. He totally gets red in this.
Yeah, and he does in Godzilla versus Destroya.
He goes thermonuclear and levels Boston.
He does. Boston's gone. There is no Boston. In this.
Yep. All starts at Fenway Park.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Also, it's like you can tell this is total fiction because the Baltimore Orioles were listed in first place on the Green Monster AL East standings.
I didn't notice.
Oh, I noticed. I like the underwater scene in Atlantis.
If it is Atlantis, it's unclear. But this movie is like...
It's got to be Atlantis.
Ghidorah's from space. There's Atlantis. Whatever. We're going like full weird this movie.
Also, they fully... they talk about Skull Island as a thing and...
Oh, yeah. They brought up Kong multiple times.
Yes.
Like, remember Kong?
Because he's coming, baby.
We'll remember him next year in Godzilla versus King Kong.
Godzilla, you know.
Also, we've covered the original version of that in this podcast before, and it's hilarious.
Also, Godzilla gets his ass beat most of this movie.
Yeah, until he's been doing some steroids, some nuclear steroids.
Like, well, I wouldn't say he outright loses only because of interference in the second one, in which he rips off Ghidorah's head, one of his heads.
I don't think, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think they've ever done that regeneration thing before.
Where Ghidorah grows a new head?
Oh, did you love it? Because, yeah, so Ghidorah's head can get ripped off and he can grow a new one, apparently. But at the end, like, Godzilla just destroys him. And then we get the shot of, like, Ghidorah's head in the mist. And you think it's like, oh, man, he's regenerating it. But no, it's just Godzilla eating his head like a hot dog.
And then shooting his...
That was hilarious.
Nuclear breath out of it.
That was great.
Yes.
Because you thought it was that regenerate. Did you think that was like the regeneration? Yeah, I was like, oh, man, he's back.
And he's going to, like, fly away.
That
and
was like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. No, Godzilla destroyed.
Godzilla! But history shows again and again.
Yeah, I know. I know. I get it. We all get it. I don't know. I thought I would have liked to see more monster fights.
We got a few of them, but now we've really set up wackiness.
Oh, yeah.
For the next 1 to 2 movies, because we know it's going to be King Kong versus Godzilla, and are they just going to fight, or are they going to have to combine forces Batman v Superman style to fight against a common foe?
They're going to fight initially, and then they're going to combine forces.
To fight, like, I don't know, let's just say with what the end of this movie is setting up, a Mecha Ghidorah?
I think that's exactly what we're going to get.
That's going to be dope as hell if that's real, if they're like King Kong versus Godzilla, also Mecha Ghidorah, because this franchise is ready to go off the rails. We've already said space and Atlantis and big-ass monsters. Yeah, Mecha Ghidorah fighting King Kong and Godzilla. Take all my money.
I believe my exact quote was after that. I was like, you're like, oh, Mecha Ghidorah. I'm like, oh, so King Kong and Godzilla versus Robot Ghidorah. And you're like, yes, give me all of that, please.
Well, it's funny.
That's all I want.
I knew there was some post-credit stuff. We're sitting there waiting. And you're like, so Ghidorah said, I'm like, yeah, he could come back from the future as a Mecha Ghidorah. They've done that before, but that's probably not going to happen. And then he could do like his severed head. They're like, we're going to take his DNA and do something. I'm like, oh my God, Mecha Ghidorah. It's going to be awesome.
I'm like, you want that. The only thing that would make it better for you is if it happens in space.
Godzilla's only been to space once.
Yeah, he danced on the moon.
Yeah, he did. And Godzilla versus Monster Zero. Good flick. Good fun flick.
Yeah, we've talked about that multiple times on the show recently.
I think that's up for references. I don't know. I thought Rodan was kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Because usually Rodan, especially against Ghidorah, is an ally of Godzilla. And in this, he was all about working with Ghidorah. I was like, sneaky bitch.
Yeah.
Get on the right side.
He did at the end.
Yeah, he once he bowed to the king.
Yeah.
And Godzilla just growled at him.
Yes. No, so they level Boston. They level Washington, D.C. Yeah, there's not much left on the eastern seaboard.
If only we had a wall to keep them out.
I don't think that would work with these people. I mean, one of them can fly.
I don't know. I guess that's probably Godzilla.
Like when Ghidorah flies up out of the atmosphere with Godzilla and drops him down on Boston and he's like incinerating on the way back through.
Yeah, he's done that before, but not with like that level of fire. This was a lot of fun. This was like what a lot of the old movies wanted to be. They just couldn't be.
Oh, yeah. This big fights. The CG was good. I thought the CG was very serviceable.
Yeah, you always know you're watching it, but I never felt like there were weak points to it.
No.
I wasn't like, that's a green screen or anything. I mean, even though there was clearly a lot of green screen, but you weren't feeling those moments.
No, you weren't.
Probably do it for Godzilla.
Yeah, probably does it for Godzilla.
Fun flick. Human stuff is boring. Kind of lacks an emotional center.
But do you want an emotional center in a Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
Or do you just want him to tear shit up?
I still need a reason to connect. And this one didn't quite
get I connect there. With Godzilla because he's just tearing shit up. And he kind of has like, he did have some like emotive parts to him in this.
I mean, he's the savior of the universe.
No, that's even Flash.
Even more than Flash Gordon. All right, from there, we're going to move on to this week's letters to the editors.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What does that say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always death.
Here's another one of your letters to the editors.
Since next week is unfortunately X-Men Dark Phoenix, I mean, the question was posed.
Oh, boy.
Given that it's happened every single time, how is Professor Xavier going to get taken out of the movie to not be useful, as he has been in every X-Men movie?
I
added that last bit.
Jean's overwhelming mind power is going to, like, debilitate him, like it has before. He's not going to vaporize this time, though.
Okay, let's do an over-under. How many times are people going to go, Jean?
Oh, 15.
I was going to say 20.
Well, then you would
do we have to keep a tally going?
No.
During the movie, Jean! They love to yell Jean.
Okay, I'm here.
You know they do.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I have to like it.
It's gonna. Hey, that Twilight Zone episode was good.
Good for them.
Yeah, I'm sure that Jean will take out Xavier like in the act two break. Because I think the act one break we've already seen in the trailers, Mystique dies.
Yes.
So I think the act two break will be taken out.
What if the Xavier. Act one break is Mystique dies and Xavier gets taken out at the same time?
Maybe he's so distraught over the death of his adoptive sister.
He goes into the Odin sleep.
That's such an issue with that first movie. That movie is based around narcolepsy.
Anyway, moving along.
It is. It's Dutch angles and narcolepsy.
The Odin sleep is a thing.
It's not a good movie.
The Odin sleep is a thing, though.
And Chris Hemsworth's weird blonde dyed eyebrows.
The whole wig that he had in that was, going back and watching it, it's like, ugh.
Those eyebrows are the issue.
Also, ugh.
Also, the narcolepsy.
Whatever. Yeah, narcolepsy is not a joke.
Still the whole point. Everything that happens in that movie is because of it.
No, Thor doesn't get banished because of Odin's sleep.
Yeah, but it prevents everything.
It allows everything else to happen, yes. Yeah. But that happens in the comics.
He has some narcolepsy sometimes.
It's the Odin's sleep, not narcolepsy.
It's not a song.
Odin's sleep?
No, narcolepsy. I feel like that's like a 90s, early 2000s song. Not looking it up.
There's like Hemorrhage by Fuel.
Don't know that. But I'm going to say that, yeah, Xavier is taken out in the end of Act 2. That's your Act 2 break before they go to the last big whatever. The last big whatever that is, I guess, a thing on a train. I don't have a lot of faith in this movie.
Narcolepsy is a song by Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind, baby!
Wow, good for you. And Ben Folds 5. I'll be damned.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know the Ben Folds one.
I don't know either.
Is it the same song?
I don't think so. The lyrics to the Ben Folds song are, I should warn you, I go to sleep, I don't know what. I know you don't know what I mean. Meanwhile, the lyrics to the Ben Folds or the Third Eye Blind is, I'm on a train, but there's no one at the helm. There's a demon in my brain that starts to overwhelm. Ugh.
I don't remember
this
song.
I read dead Russian authors volumes at a time.
What's the chorus?
How'd you like to be alone and drowning? I still find this narcolepsy slides into another nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in there now.
I can't.
Whatever. So yeah, what do you think? I say the end of Act Two. He's out. Gene
I say it's
out.
It's a double whammy. The same time that Mystique's downfall is the beginning of Xavier kind of going into some sort of morose state.
Gene.
Oh gosh.
Also, my over under on that is 20.
All right, I'm gonna take the under.
That's narcolepsy. Yeah, I recognize that song.
Okay, now I recognize it. All right, that's all I needed. Anyway, that's enough of that.
All right, bring us home.
And if you enjoyed the show, or even if you don't and you'd like us to try and get better, you can always go to patreon.com/editorsnotecomics. $1 a month gets you this podcast.
I don't think
this
was a bad one.
No, I didn't think it was a bad one at all. Anyway, again, we're talking about patreon.com/editorsnotecomic. $1 Editor's Note Comics. $1 a month gets you the show a whole day early. It also gets you Patreon-exclusive content of spoiler and spoiler-free reviews every week of the new issues of Buffy, Angel, and Firefly.
I think I got to do one of those right now.
You probably do. That's why I'm excited to leave, and you can bring in the other host of the other show. $5 a month gets you to be a delightful Duke or Duchess of the podcast, in which you get your very own Duke or Duchess sounder, and we'll play it right here on the show, and you'll be the envy of all your friends, really, if you have this. You can put it on your voicemail. You can do whatever you want with it.
Touch your butt.
That's not what you do with that.
Oh, yeah.
It's an audio format, Zach. It's not a tactile format. You can also visit the shop, 210 Water Street in Hollowell, with brand new fancy line-painted parking spaces in front of the store. And a new sidewalk, new crosswalk, all of that fun stuff. And you can also visit them online, editorsnotecomics.com, and on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
And you're on Twitter.
At Junior Rich.
Doing one of the worst tweets I've ever seen.
Me?
When you were like, this game is boring. Not. Oh.
That was a great tweet. I thought it was.
Oh, my God. Is it the 90s again?
That is correct.
That was awful.
I thought it was great.
That was a terrible tweet.
Whatever. You hush.
They're not all that bad. That one was just like, oh.
I need to brush my Twitter game up. It's been a while since I've been actively tweeting.
Not.
You're going to be that guy right now, aren't you?
I wasn't the guy that tweeted it.
Well, you got to get on. You got to do another show right now. So, ha ha ha. I'm going home and going to have some cookies and milk and go to bed.
All right. I think we're back next week for Dark Phoenix, I guess.
Bye.
I mean, we'll have a good time. We'll have fun.
Bye.